Welcome to the Nate Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. And that is Ocean's 8. We've been talking about it all week. It's been a lot of fun. And I went and saw it yesterday. So we're going to give you a review and a rundown of the movie. We'll do the spoiler-free one first and give you a chance to pause, and then we'll get into a spoiler one. It's an okay movie. If you know me, I have, like, personal vendettas against Sandra Bullock. I'm not a fan of her. But I put that aside going into the movie because, you know, you should be able to separate the actor and the person. I get that. And even still, like, she tries too hard to be cool, and she's not George Clooney. She's just not. I'm sorry. And it's sad because the rest of the cast does great. They're phenomenal in this movie. Cate Blanchett is essentially the Rusty character to the Brad Pitt, and she's awesome. You know, everybody else, Awkwafina, Rihanna, Helen Bonham Carter, everybody else is really, really great in this movie. It's definitely worth watching. The heist and stuff, in a spoiler-free way, is very high-tech, but not in a good way. There's one device that they use a lot, and one of my favorite things of the old ones is where they, you know, they were naming all the different cons they were going to have to run and everything they were going to have to do, and in this one, it's just like, oh no, we just did this a lot. And they even said, like, Mindy Kaling makes a joke about having to do something so much over and over again. And it just, yeah, it just didn't have quite the coolness of the other ones. They, you know, I don't know who Sarah Paulson was supposed to be. She at times acted like Reuben or Saul, but she had the weird neurotic tendencies of, I just forgot his name. The other, was the little guy, Livingston. Yeah. And it's, I don't know. Awkwafina is pretty cool. I'm not familiar with her stuff a whole lot, but I will definitely be looking into it because she was really funny, and I guess you would say she's the Linus role, but a lot more confident, which is cool, and that's a really neat thing to see. Before the movie, they showed a trailer for Crazy Rich Asians that comes out later this year that she's in, and yeah, I really liked how it wasn't just the, you know, the dumb innocent person. Like, she newer stuff, and she was doing well. Anne Hathaway basically played Anne Hathaway, so nothing wrong with that. Rihanna as Nineball was, for the most part, really cool. There's a weird couple of scenes with her sister that didn't quite make sense, but oh well. Helen Bonham Carter, you know, we love her here on the show. Ever since Fight Club, she's been amazing. And she, again, turns in a really solid performance. And it's really great. James Corden, I guess, isn't a huge spoiler, but he's only in, like, the last act, not even the last act, like, the last 20, 30 minutes of the movie. So, it's, he does okay. I'll talk more about him in a second in the spoiler part. But it was enjoyable. I matinee'd it. I saw it early, so I didn't. Actually, I didn't spend any money on it. If you're a huge fan of the old ones, you need to see it just because it does keep on the legacy. Kind of. But if you are, like, a huge, huge fan like I am, you know, go in, like, don't go in with too high expectations. If you didn't like the old ones, you're probably not going to like this one. But if you're a fan of any of the actresses in it, go see it because you'll enjoy it. It's solid. So that was our spoiler-free review. We're going to say, here there are spoilers. Here there are spoilers. Here there are spoilers. There you go, three times. If it was Beetlejuice, it would already been here or gone. So, the movie, like, the whole time played with my emotions because they talked about how Danny Ocean is dead. But maybe he's not. But maybe he is. To the point where they mentioned it so much that I kept expecting... I was the last person to leave the theater because I kept expecting him to show up at the end. Or, you know, him to do something. Spoiler, he didn't. Also, Matt Damon was in the movie and he got cut for whatever reasons. There's different rumors going around about that. But you do have Elliot Gould and Shelby Quinn pop back up in really fun... And Quinn, who played the amazing Yen, I didn't know he was going to be in it. Basically, he's the one that does the big heist at the end. He's the one that steals everything. So it's kind of... It kind of undercuts to me because there's a scene earlier where Sandra Bullock's like, oh, I don't want him. I don't want any hims. And then they bring in him, and he's the one that does it all. So it kind of undercut what, in my mind, what she was going for in the movie. If you listen to Thursday's episode, I talked about how the first... Well, not the first, but the George Clooney Ocean's 11 turned out to be a love story. You know, he was all about getting her back, getting Julia Roberts back. Well, this one, it's all about framing and setting up this guy named Claude, who is Sandra Bullock's ex, and he's the reason she got sent to prison and all of this stuff. So it's kind of a revenge story at the end, and to me, it loses a little bit of heart. The title of the movie is a freaking spoiler. It's called Ocean's 8, and I'm sitting there the whole time counting, and there's only 7 of them. You have Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett, Mindy Kaling, Sarah Paulson, Awkwafina, Rihanna, Helen Bonham Carter. 7. I'm sitting there the whole time just going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, enough where it distracted me from the movie. And then, after they pull their heist, and I guess Anne Hathaway comes in, and she's the 8th one? I don't know. It didn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, Ocean's 8 does sound better than Ocean's 7, but you could go with Lucky Number 7, but then you had Lucky Number 11. So, I mean, I guess I kind of get it. Excuse me. But it just, I don't know. It just doesn't have the love. I mean, yes, I'm going to buy it. Of course I'm going to buy it when it comes out. It's an Ocean's movie, and maybe the Matt Damon cameo will be in the deleted scenes. Nineball is supposed to be this big, awesome tech, and then they call her sister, like I mentioned earlier, who is like, oh no, it's a magnet, and this is how magnets work, and this is how you do it. And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah, and James Corden, you keep waiting for him to be in on the con, but he's not. But he's not, I mean, it's weird, and just because he's such a funny guy, and he's a good actor, I'm not taking away from that, but... Just because of his nature in the film, you keep waiting for him to be like, oh, no, psych, I'm in on this the whole time. So it's just a bunch of little things like that. Like you said, it's a soft recommend to steal a line from DC Animated Adventures. Matinee it or something. If you have a free movie pass, maybe go see it. It's worth watching, but it's not that good. It's not. The one thing that I did like about it, at the end, they show them all, you know, living their dreams, and they've moved on with life, and which is sweet, versus the other Ocean's movie, where it just has them, like, them bonding and showing that friendship and that camaraderie, which I like that, too. They do a pretty good job explaining the heist, but there are little moments and details they leave out, and the pacing is a lot different than the other Ocean's movies. Yeah, and the Amazing Yen reveal, it's not so much a, oh, that's cool, as a, oh, okay. So, it's very, the softest of soft recommends. I don't know. I really don't. I had no desire to see the movie, like I mentioned earlier in the week, but I decided, you know, I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to give it a chance, and Cate Blanchett is amazing in this movie. Go see it for her, if no other reason. She is wonderful in this movie. Like, I want to see a her and Brad Pitt spinoff movie. Ocean's the Two of Us, or I don't know, something like that. It would be phenomenal. But they do, they pull a lot from the original. You know, Danny Ocean was in love with Julia Roberts, who was a museum curator. Well, Debbie Ocean's ex that they try and frame, he's a art dealer. You know, they're the same thing. The movie struggles to find a balance between being a continuation and an homage and its own thing, and it just can't find its footing as far as I'm concerned. So it's enjoyable, but it's not great. Really, you know, if you're tired of seeing Deadpool and Infinity War, go see this. I don't know what else opened this weekend, but I'm sure there's Hotel Artemis. Go see that. That looks really good. I want to see that. I think it'll be better. But there's a lot of other movies you could go see besides this one. I mean, go see it, but after you've seen everything else. So, yeah, that's going to do it for us today. Let me know what you think. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com, or Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for The Night Nerd. Let us know. Am I completely wrong? Is this your favorite movie? Is it better than the other ones, the other four? Please, I would love to hear your arguments for that. Let us know. But that's going to be it for us. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time. You keep saying you got something for me.